Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show. Check the post, Fresca Nation. Brought to you by Fresca Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're going to at least attempt, try, give a really, really great effort to play football this season. Who knows what'll actually happen if we're actually going to play a full slate of games and a full schedule. But Nebraska has a full 10-game Big Ten Conference schedule. So, just in case we play them all, let's have a little bit of fun. Let's talk about each game a little bit, and let's see what we think the Huskers' record will be so we can look back and laugh at this attempt to be right, at least on my part. Now, as you all know, the Huskers have a 10-game Big Ten Conference schedule. So, for me, if we play the full schedule, obviously, to me, this is going to be a little bit tougher than a normal schedule because you don't have those early warm-up, quote-unquote, cupcake, maybe easier games that are almost supposed to be automatic wins. We don't have those. Okay, so it's going to be tougher to have a higher winning percentage. Obviously, we're playing less games, so the win total is going to be less, but I'm talking about higher winning percentage just because we don't have those games. It's all Big Ten Conference games. Now, I do think Nebraska is going to be better this year than they were last year. I think throughout this upcoming season, we're going to watch them get better and better and better, kind of like the end of year one under Scott Frost. Okay, I legit believe that if we're able to play the entire season. So for me, I think the ceiling for this team, and they could go 10-0, they could go 0-10. Obviously, that's the floor and that's the ceiling, but trying to be a little more specific, I think the ceiling was 7-3, realistically, and I think the floor, if it doesn't go well, for whatever reason, is 4-6. Somewhere in that range, I think, is realistic for the for this Husker football team. Now, if we have bowl games, and who knows if we're going to have any, or a college football playoff, and if we have bowl games, how many do we have? But let's say we do have a regular slate of bowl games, you never know, 5-5, I think, in theory, should get you into a bowl game just like 6-6 would record-wise as far as a 12-game regular season. 10 games, 5-5 should get you in. Now, I do think that's realistic. I think that's attainable for the Huskers. Again, this is against a tougher schedule without those easier warm-up games in the beginning. Now, let's look at the schedule itself. All right, we start off at Rutgers. Now, Rutgers is interesting, okay, because they've had 28 players test positive for COVID. They've had several coaches test positive. By the way, a lot of these positive tests that came out was from an off-campus party that a lot of these players went to. They've been quarantined for 2 weeks. They've had to shut down football operations. They have a new coach. I don't even know if we're going to be able to play this particular game especially, but if we are, it should be a win. I mean, they haven't been able to do football. They got a brand new coach in Greg Schiano. He was there before, but that was a long time ago. Should be a win if we're able to play. At least we can wave and say hi to Noah Vedral. All right, game number two, Illinois. I would sure like to think that we could beat Illinois at home. So we should be off to a 2-0 start. The next four games at Barreau at Hull. Okay, this is the brutal stretch of games we would have had at the end of our season. When the schedule was changed, it just got moved to the beginning slash middle of our season. We have Wisconsin at home. We go to Iowa, Minnesota at home, at Ohio State. Now, again, we could go 4-0. We could go 0-4. Either one could possibly happen during the stretch for me. All right, I think a realistic, positive outlook for this four-game stretch against teams that we've frankly struggled against. Okay, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio State. We don't have a great record against them over the past 5 years. 2-2 would be a great outcome during these four games. I honestly think would be a great outcome. All right, I think, trying to be realistic, all right, I think we could go 1-3. And for me, we could get Wisconsin. But to me, the two games I look at is Iowa and I look at Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota is going to be quite as good as they were a year ago. Now, if we go 1-3 through this stretch, people can be like, oh my God, that sucks. What's wrong with you, Adam? Well, that actually puts us at 3-3 halfway into the season, and we're past the most difficult part of our schedule. I would actually take that. We're not even guaranteed to go 2-0 after the first two games. But I look at Iowa, and I look at Minnesota. We could get either one of those teams, possibly both. But I look at Iowa for some reason. I think we're sick and tired of losing to them, them running their mouths seemingly every offseason with baby Ferentz. And we've been so close so many times. I think this is the time we finally beat Iowa for the first time in a few years. And we emerge after the first six games, 3-3, heading into our first bye week, okay? Our first bye week is October 17th. I predict no loss there. Then we go to Northwestern. Those games always seem to be close. I think we get the win in Northwestern. They had a rough year last year. They could be better this year, but I think we get that win. Penn State at home. We always play Penn State tough. Here, there, it doesn't matter. I'd like to predict a victory, but I can't do it at this point just yet. So 4-4 after our first eight games with two games to go is going to come down to those two games as to whether we could be bowl eligible. Again, depending on if there's bowls and how many there are. We're going to have a bye week. So in a four-week stretch, we're going to have two bye weeks heading into those last two games. I think that's going to be huge. The team is going to be healthy. The team is going to be fresh. The team is going to be ready to roll. And like I said, I think at the end of the year, this team's going to be playing really well. I think we beat Purdue at home, and Michigan State has a new head coach, and they've had a rough couple of years anyways. I think we get them at home. We finish with two straight wins. We finish 6-4, and then we'll see what bowl games and bowl scenarios possibly look like, right? And if for some reason we did go to a Big Ten championship game, which, you, who knows, we'd have another bye week before that, so we'd be really fresh. Let me know your thoughts. Am I cuckoo crazy? Am I spot on? What is your prediction for the Huskers' record this year if we play all 10 games? Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bird.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.